Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, the biggest stories overloading the line. A bull rush of info. It's Gabe's Blitz on the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
We're back in on the Gabe Kuhn Show, and it's time for the Blitz, which, of course, is always brought to you by Sissy's Log Cabin. Condo, let's get into it.
Eric Musselman is officially hired at USC. What do you think of the hire, and where can Arkansas turn now?
I think it's a fine hire. I think it's a good hire. What's weird, though, Connor, that I can't shake this thought. Eric Musselman does not stay in one place for a long time.
He does not.
And it's kind of interesting. Like, you hear like rumors of maybe he wears on people in his style, but it felt like the fans and everybody else latched onto him. Even this tough year, everybody still at Arkansas believed in him. But it makes sense to go out to USC. He's from the West Coast. Played college basketball at San Diego. He was the head coach of the Golden State Warriors and the Kings. And honestly, for USC, it really is a good decision. This is a guy who has been to 4 Sweet 16s. He went to consecutive Elite Eights at Arkansas. His overall record in college is 221-93. So I really like the hire ultimately. I thought that maybe he'd give some thought to Louisville because he was at one point the favorite, according to Bet Kentucky, to go get that job that ultimately went to Pat Kelsey. But he wanted to get out to the West Coast. This is not a monetary thing. Let's be clear about that. This has nothing to do with money. Andy Enfield didn't make as much as Eric Musselman did last year when Eric Musselman was at Arkansas. Now, they may end up matching somewhere close to the $4.2 million per year that Eric Musselman was getting. But this is about Eric Musselman leaving a situation that he was tired of and getting back out to his roots on the West Coast. And he can recruit really well. He's good in the transfer portal. And I really think that this was a sound decision by the people at USC and a sound decision for Eric Musselman himself. Now, for Arkansas, I like that job. That's a good job. I know that last year was rough, but Bud Walton Arena is always rocking. That fan base is rabid. You don't have to worry about people not showing up unless you're absolutely positively awful as a basketball program. So I really like I like that opening there. And they have shown, too, that if you show progress along the way and you show that you can win at a high level and get to Sweet 16s and get to the second weekend, get to the Elite Eight, they will pay you. Eric Musselman, that $4.2 million per year I was talking about, that was 12th heading into this year among college basketball coaches. There's 363 Division I college basketball coaches, so that's pretty high, and they may even pay you more if you accomplish more. So some of the names that have come up in that, kind of interested to see, Chris Beard is one that's come up, Will Wade has come up, and Jerome Tang. Kind of strange because with those three names, you have to sort of do a balance of their reputation versus how good they are as a coach.
Right.
Because I think of the three, Chris Beard's the best head coach, but he has the worst reputation. And then I think Will Wade, he's the second best coach and second most proven coach, but he's got the second worst reputation. But Jerome Tang is clean as a whistle, but he hasn't accomplished all that much. He's been to an Elite Eight with Kansas State, but then he had a fall off this year. I think that any three of those names would be good hires, but, you know, from a basketball perspective, from a coaching perspective, I think the ones with the worst reputation are the better coaches.
Yeah, and, you know, with Will Wade, it was just a small FBI investigation. It wasn't that big of a deal.
Now, to be fair, with Will Wade, if we're rationalizing his reputation now, a lot of the things he did are fine and above board now, but they weren't then. And he was giving strong-ass offers, if you'll remember.
Based on that list that you just gave me, I would think I would want Will Wade if I was an Arkansas fan because he also knows the environment of the SEC and recruiting within the SEC, and I think that Arkansas would be a good job for him to jump back into.
He recruits
like crazy.
His ass off. That's one thing he will do.
And we know he can coach because of last season.
He can coach. I think the LSU days kind of didn't do the same for me that it did for other folks. Yeah, they were good, and they were better than they had been.
But last year is what proved it to me the most.
Yeah, for sure, last year. But at LSU, it felt like, with all the talent he had.
Sure,
I mean, Nas Reed, Trendon Watford, Skylar Mays, like all these different guys, and like he never really did all that much. He was a 9 seed in some of these tournaments with that same talent. He still recruited his ass off, but they never really got over the hump and looked all that great year to year. It wasn't consistent enough for me. But he was good enough. I think if he did what he did at LSU, if he got hired by Arkansas, the Arkansas fans would be very, very happy with that.
Yeah.
So, ultimately, I think Will Wade's the best of those three names. Now, with Jerome Tang in the Big 12, talked about it a little bit earlier with David Cobb, and he brought up a different name. Arkansas could pay more, and similar sort of area on the map in the Midwest, you know, that type of thing. TJ Otzelberger at Iowa State. I mean,
does a good job.
I mean, he's obviously very defensive minded. They were the number one defense in the country this year. I think that would be
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A guy that I'd reach out to almost first. I know these are the three names that are surfacing, but TJ Otzelberger would be a home run hire if they went and got him. Because he's been good at every stop.
And I got to throw my guy's name into the hat. Amir Abdur-Rahim, USF. I think he'd be a great hire for Arkansas. I understand if he doesn't have enough experience, but I just think that he is somebody that is prime to be successful, whoever comes and grabs him.
I mean, this last year, one thing you cannot say about him is he maximized that entire roster. He maximized it. That was the same team that lost nasty games in the out-of-conference that only lost one game in the American Athletic Conference. So I don't mind that name being thrown in the hat. I hope he gets a job soon because I do respect what he's done at South Florida.
Yeah! Ohio defensive coordinator Spence Nowinski has been hired as the new defensive line coach at Memphis. He fills the spot Lou Esposito left behind with his move to Michigan.
Ohio defensive coordinator, and he was a good defensive coordinator, guys. Like, this is kind of strange to me that they sort of fell up. They fell up as far as hiring an assistant. Lou Esposito, obviously, is a Memphis guy, played O-line here. You know, you like to have that involved, and he's a former defensive coordinator in the MAC, just like Spence Nowinski. But Spence Nowinski, do you know where Ohio, their defense rated among the group of five?
I do not.
First.
One?
First.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That works. Deal.
They had a 10-win season, and he posted a nation's best 75-spot jump in defensive scoring average when he was the defensive coordinator. They allowed 28.3 points per game the year before he got there, 15.9 when he got there. That was sixth in the FBS. And then they also went from 109th nationally in yards per game, 426.9, to just 273.5 yards per game, 105-spot jump for number four in the nation. So, listen, I promise you, there's no homer coming out of me when I say this. This is about the best hire they could have made in this current situation. And I think he may have a co-DC tag based on what he did at Ohio. I mean, to help have him help out Jordan Hankins with defensive play calling and defensive game planning every single week, this was an awesome hire. And I'm surprised they were able to make it at this juncture. Right here in the middle of spring, Lou Esposito leaves. You feel like you get caught with your pants down and you end up making an even better hire than Lou was originally.
Yeah, that sounds exciting. I was not aware of that, but all aboard.
I mean,
that'll work. I just looked it up. You know that they beat Iowa State last year, right?
Yeah.
10-7.
Yep.
Held him to 233 passing yards.
Oh, what a disgusting game.
Oh, it was gross. But, hey, yeah. If you want to bring that defense. What's nice about this is it's pretty obvious that last year Silverfield and his staff identified that the defense was an issue. And this offseason it has felt like they have really made it a point to try to fix that.
No, it also it tells me is there's a growing gap. We know that there's a huge gap between the SEC and the Big Ten and then the ACC and the Big 12. We know there's a huge gap. But even within the group of five ranks, there's a massive gap between those teams at the top, Memphis, Boise State, Tulane, and a lot of these middle-of-the-pack MAC teams. Like, there's a massive gap. This guy left a defensive coordinator position to come and be a defensive line coach.
Yeah.
And he was doing really well and probably would have gotten more pub had he stayed as a defensive coordinator at Ohio and sort of recreated what he did a year ago. So I find this absolutely insane that they were able to make this hire, especially on short notice. But it does go to show Ryan has a lot of connections. It was a quick turnaround too.
Really quick turnaround.
Very quick turnaround. Yeah. And also this news came out last night, like right after the show. So this was sort of in the quiet of the night that they made this hire. But I don't expect the Memphis D-line coach, you know, hire to be front page news on ESPN or anything. But this was quiet overnight. So if you hadn't seen it until we just talked about it, I wouldn't be surprised at all. But Spence Nowinski, new defensive line coach for Memphis.
Exciting hire.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so too. But that will do it for the Blitz. We have one more segment left in the day, and we'll go ahead and rewind when we return right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.